Listen now to the Word of God from the book of Exodus. Moses convened all the Israelites in their assembly and said to them, "Here are the orders laid down by the Eternal for your obedience. If a man seduces a maiden who is not betrothed and lies with her, he must pay for her and marry her. If her father absolutely refuses to let him have her, he must still pay the usual marriage fee for a daughter. You shall not allow any sorceress to live. Whoever lies with a beast shall be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to any god except the Eternal alone shall be solemnly destroyed. You must not injure or maltreat an alien among you, for you were aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You must not oppress a widow or an orphan. If ever you oppress them, and if ever they cry to me, I will listen to their cry, and my wrath shall blaze till I kill you in war, leaving your own wives widows and your own children orphans. If you lend money to any poor man of my people, you must not treat him as a creditor, nor must you exact interest from him. If you ever take a fellow countryman's garment in pledge, you must give it back to him by sundown, for that is the only rug that he has, the mantle for his body. What else does he have to sleep in? If he cries to me, I will listen to his cry, for I am pitiful. You shall not revile God, nor shall you curse any of the authorities of your people. You must be prompt to make the offering from your harvested grain and wines. You must give me your eldest sons, and so with your oxen and your sheep. For 7 days the firstling may remain with its dam, but on the 8th day you must give it to me. Also, as you are to be sacred men to me, you must never eat the flesh of an animal torn to pieces in the field. Fling that to the dogs. You must never repeat a baseless rumor, never side with a bad man, or give malicious evidence. You must not follow a majority to do wrong, nor must you bear false witness in court so as to side with an unjust majority. Neither must you be partial to a poor man's plea. If you come across your enemy's ox or ass wandering, you must be sure to take it back to him. If you see the ass of a man who hates you, lying helpless under its load, you must not leave it all to him. You must help him to release the animal. You must never tamper with a poor man's rights in court. Avoid false charges. Never have innocent and guiltless people put to death, nor acquit bad men. You must never accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds even men whose eyes are open, and it destroys the case of a good man. You must not maltreat an alien, for you were aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt, and you know how a foreigner feels. For 6 years you may sow your land and gather in your crops, but every 7th year you must let the land alone to lie fallow, so that the poor people may pick up something. Anything they leave, the wild animals can eat. So with your vineyards and your olive yards. For 6 days you shall labor, but on the 7th day you shall desist from all work, that your ox and your ass may rest, and that the sons born to your female slaves, and also the aliens in your employment, may get refreshed." You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Exodus.